Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. Today we are going to Canada for our fan spotlight with Teresa Lupo.
I love learning new things. Like, they don't have Hulu?
No, and they have Rogers, which is similar to Verizon, which I understand. Like, different places probably have different carriers, but
yeah, you just kind of assume that every place. Canada is a different country, but it's not that far away. Like, I can drive to Canada.
Right.
So, in my mind, no, we share the same stuff.
Right. Why don't you have Hulu?
Right. She said they don't have a Macy's either.
That I can understand. Because, I mean, Macy's is, I hate to say it, not exactly expanding right now.
But it doesn't sound like they ever had a Macy's.
Oh.
That's how I took it anyway. Anyway. So
interesting.
Yeah. Thanks for the mini trip to Canada.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to love our conversation. I think we covered most bases and came up with a lot of things that we forgot about.
Yeah. I don't feel... think that this like answered anything.
No,
we have a lot more questions.
So we hope you enjoy our chat with Teresa.
Can you hear me?
We yep. can. Yes.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. Nice to meet you. Oh, wow.
You too.
You.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is such an honor. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Now I know who's who from your voice.
I'm Shannon.
Yes, I'm Amanda.
Oh. Is it hot in your parts? I'm in Canada, and it's so hot today.
Oh, it's like rainy here, like muggy, but not
really.
Like temperature-wise, it's not that hot. It's the humidity that is making it awful.
Really hot today here, which is good.
Well, thank you so much for, you know, writing in. Do you want to tell us a little bit about you and, you know, how you got started on General or how you got started watching General Hospital?
Oh my gosh. So my name's Teresa. I'm from Canada and big General Hospital fan. And I think General Hospital started, what, in
1963. 63. So next year's 60 years.
Yeah, exactly. I was born in 67. So, you know, my mom... She immigrated from Italy. So, you know, she was a stay-at-home mom. So I grew up with her watching General Hospital because she would learn English, right? So kind of, you know, started watching it like with her and then going to school, coming home after school because it was on at 3 p.m. here.
Mm-hmm.
And she would still be watching it before she started dinner. So we're going like way, way back. And, you know, it was in black and white when we first started watching it. It was for half an hour,
mm-hmm.
right, with Steve Hardy. And yeah, it just kind of kept, I mean, fell through the cracks a little bit here and there just because of, you know, life gets in the way, but always kept up with it, even if I missed an episode. So yeah, I like it. I get frustrated with sometimes, but lately I just, like, I'm very loyal because if with the pandemic and everything, you know, you're just more focused on it. Yeah.
Yes.
And Your story, you guys are moms and you kind of came together because of the show.
Yep. Right? Yep. Started with Girl Scouts, but really connected over the show. So.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Very good.
So your mom learned English by watching soap operas?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
The main one was General Hospital. I guess she did all her like housework and all that. And then there was a point where she used to work nights after my dad would get home. So she would always have time for it, right? There was no VCRs or anything like that. And yeah, she was very loyal to that show for sure.
That is so cool.
That is really cool.
So I saw a lot of celebrities on the show over time, like mm-hmm. Debbie Moore, Liz Taylor, that singer that was just in the Muse there, Ricky Martin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So many. I can't even think of them right now. I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous.
They always like, they were very edgy that way, I find, General Hospital, right? Because they always had kind of a celebrity on the show, whereas a lot of the other, they either followed suit or didn't have somebody like that.
Well, and I think a lot of the ones that you mentioned weren't celebrities yet. I mean, Liz Taylor 100% was, because she was a fan of the show and she was like, I want to be on it. And that's how Helena Cassidy came about.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like Demi Moore and John Stamos and Ricky Martin. Yep. I mean, Ricky Martin was in Menudo, so he was like known-ish, but like he wasn't Ricky Martin when he was on the show. And,
Dr. Noah Drake.
Rick Springfield.
Yeah, Rick Springfield. Jack Wagner, right? Mm-hmm. so many. Yeah. They're very loyal. Like they come back, some of them, which is, I love that when they come back. Do you guys like that? When you see,
yeah. We keep saying like Blackie needs to come back. What we discovered was, what was the story? It was Deception. It was the Deception storyline that we found out that John Stamos had come back. Did you listen to our recap about Deception?
Yes, I listened to every episode. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And so in the Deception storyline, Scott, Dominique, and I don't think Lucy was there. Who else was there? Maybe it was Lucy.
No, it was Lucy.
Julia. Yeah. They all saw John Stamos at the restaurant.
Brenda's sister. Hey, Julia?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. But they all saw John Stamos at the restaurant, and Scott Baldwin told John Stamos he had been watching him since General Hospital. And it's like, he referenced the show that he was on, but you know, it was crazy. That was really cool.
Yeah. I bet he would do it, because he just seems like that guy that would say yes, at least to one episode, right? Mm-hmm. But it'd be good if he came back with some kids or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, or if they tied him into somebody.
Oh, not Esme. Let's not
right. know. Oh, you wait until tomorrow's episode? Pfft, mind blown.
She can't be dead. No way. There's still so much we have to discover about her. Yes. But I have a theory that Ryan's not her dad. That Ryan maybe stole her, because they always refer Felicia and Mac. Well, first of all, they're showing a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And then they're always referring back, oh, you know, we never had kids, but we raised kids together. You know, I really think maybe with Georgie's death, right? She fell in like maybe a deep depression or something, and she ended up getting pregnant. It was like kind of like the rainbow baby or something like that. I don't know. And then I think the way I see it is that they're going to say that she lost it somehow, and then she had to be like maybe institutionalized a little bit, kind of like what Sasha is going through. Mm. And then they never talked about it. They didn't want to, because they were off screen for a while. They didn't want to, let's say, get the family all worried. Maybe that's how Esme came into it.
Okay. Mm.
I don't think
Felicia did reference something to Maxie saying like, I know loss or something like that.
Yeah, she did. That's right. And also with Ryan, like, he's, I think, pretending about the information he's giving about the mom. Oh, I never knew her, or yeah.
Well, because like we talked about with last week's, we're like, so how did you know that you had a baby if you didn't know her name?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's one thing, you know, I mean, you hear about it, you know, like the one night stands, find out years later, whatnot. But the way that it sounded like he was there for the pregnancy. So he was with this woman for at least 9 and a half months.
About the same age as, let's say, Georgie would be, or no?
No.
If we could get away with it if she came afterwards a little bit more believable.
Well, because Georgie's been dead almost as long as Esme's been alive. Georgie died.
Yeah, but we know they can manipulate that.
Right.
Yeah, that's true too.
She died in 2007, so that's been 15 years. So, I mean, if they just added on a couple years.
Yeah. Right, because Esme would have been born in like 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
But is it too obvious to assume Felicia's the mother?
I'm really hoping that it's not, just because of how obvious it is.
But now she's like finding information. Like Mac wants her to like do detective work or something, and that's going to maybe tie into, you know, how her story is. I don't know. It's just, but I think it's still Mac and Felicia just because of how they're portraying it. But now you're saying it's too obvious, so maybe it is.
So, I mean, they can't do what they did with Rocco with the stolen, and Charlotte with the stolen embryos was given. Yeah. I mean, I hope they don't do that.
No.
Yeah. I don't know, but there's something not right. Yeah. I don't think Ryan is really the dad. I think he's still older. I think he maybe found out that Georgie passed away, and that's when he started searching for Felicia again, because he wanted to comfort her and whatever. And then he wasn't he a pediatric doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe, yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think?
See, I definitely believed that Ryan's her dad. I don't want it to be Felicia as mom, but that's really interesting that he may have stolen her. I hadn't thought about the possibility that.
Right.
I hired a nurse, and then are we going to have like a nurse that's on the scene now? But he could have hired anybody. I don't know. It's just the one that I thought really and truly that was her mom was Jennifer Smith, but they didn't do anything with her. She would have tied in nicely. Yes.
That would have been good.
Yes. Oh, I think
we mentioned that at one point. Yes. That would have been good.
Yeah. But then again, why are they talking about babies all the time with Felicia?
Right.
So there's something with that, you know? I don't know. Yeah. And then they had that encounter with Felicia and Esme in, was it Ryan's room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why was she there, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But there's not too much interaction with Maxie. That's the only thing that's a little off, right?
Yeah.
I know. It's just that, but she is not dead. And she's definitely a good actress, though. You really, like, can really hate her. That means she's doing a good job.
Right. Yes. She is. Well, when we went to the GH Fantasy event, I wish this had not been what we ended on, because Amanda told them as we're at the table, she goes, "We love to hate you." And I think that they understood. It was to Nicholas Chavez and Marcus Coloma. Oh, I think they understood what you were.
Yes. Oh, they play their parts so well. You can't help but not like them.
And Ava, she's like, she is the actress. Like, I love her. I thought they were going to have like a real, they did have a cat fight, but I thought it was going to be like a little bit more before she.
Yeah. Right.
You know, but Ava knew exactly. But what's in those papers though? I don't remember. Was it Nicholas?
It was a letter to her nurse. And so I think that she mentions that Ryan is her dad, or that she's seen Ryan or could see Ryan or something like that.
Right? She never read it to the audience. We don't really know what's in there.
Right. Right. She never read it.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. Cause she really doesn't know much other than Ryan's her dad.
Right. Yeah. I was disappointed that when she fell with the letter. I wanted that to land on the parapet so that Ava could read it.
And I doubt the letter's going to be in our hand.
Right, right. Somewhere in the bushes. We need to find it.
Exactly. So tomorrow's nighttime. Maybe now with daytime, they'll go find it. Yeah. I mean, they found the shoe.
Right.
They found the shoe. Yeah.
So
tomorrow's a big day then on GH? Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's hope. Not do like the thing where they like to skip it for 3 and 4 days and just be like, where's Esme? I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a good storyline right now, but I think they have to do something with it because it's like just lingering on. Mm-hmm. But Nicholas, like, love it. He's like on top of her now. And, you know, he did the right thing by speaking up and all that. Yeah. So
I love Eva's reaction to all of it. She's like, you think this puts everything back together? And no, you will never touch me again. I loved it. Sure.
And I have another theory. I think Esme is going to end up with Cameron.
I said the same thing.
You say that? I don't know. They've always had like a little soft spot for each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Cameron and Jocelyn, they're boring.
Yes.
She's going to end up with Dex, Jocelyn.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That would be good.
Yeah. And then, what's her name? The friend. Oh, my God. The one Trina. That's on. No, the one on trial.
Trina.
Trina will stay with the cop. So we have to find somebody for Nicholas. So maybe Spencer's daughter can come back with her. I don't know, Serena, but she's going to be too old for him.
Yeah.
So that's what I think is going to happen. I think, because I don't think they're going to have her off the show, especially if she ends up being somebody's daughter.
Right.
Yeah. So I think.
No, I literally just said that. We just did the recap before we joined on with you. And I said, I think that Esme knows how to get off the island, right? Because she helped the guy that she got the black market phone off of at Oz. So she's not going to be dead. She's going to escape off the island and then go to Cameron and be like, I need you to help me because Ava's trying to kill me. And so is Sunny. And he's going to hide her maybe above Kelly's. We can like finally see one of those rooms again.
Yeah. And then that's another thing that he's keeping a secret. Jocelyn had this, you know, big beef about keeping secrets and whatever. Right. So that's going to, you know, bring things down a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah. I think there's more of a spark with Dex and Jocelyn than there is with Cameron, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah.
She's and that'll like be interesting because she thinks that he's working for Sunny, but he's actually working for Michael.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still unclear, really, like that storyline there, you know, because he does know a lot about a lot of things, kind of.
Like well, he called Michael and said that he wants to renegotiate the deal. So I think that he's actually, I don't think he's as loyal to Michael as Michael thinks that he is.
Something up. I wonder if he's related to anybody because there is something up with it because Brando caught on to something that he wasn't about the military, that he wasn't to, you know, saying the right thing about, I guess.
That's what I said. I'm like, I don't think he's being honest about his military background.
Well, I wonder if it's a part of the, you know, what Michael is saying, pretend you're in the military or something like that. And then, you know, he didn't know how to talk about it because it wasn't true.
I feel like he had to be somewhere in the military because that was how we met him, was through Amy's brother.
That's true, too. I forgot about
that. But we
went
through this last week because we both forget and I forget to keep looking.
Yeah, you did talk about it. I remember.
Did they meet in the military or at a military support group or something like that, you know, because if it was a support group, then Michael could have said, hey, go to the support group, get to know Chet. That's your in. I mean, because how long has Michael been planning?
I don't think it was that pre-planned.
Because they met in the boxing place, didn't they? Dex and Chet.
Chet runs Bolognino's and he had Dex fill in for him while he was off doing charity work.
So it all tied into there. Yeah.
Right. But he recommended him because of the service that either they were in together or that he was under the impression that Dex had done. But Dex wasn't working with Michael back then.
That's true. So, well, it's been very vague. I don't know. It's really been very vague.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he's like, you know, Michael's like, bugging me now because I don't know what he's trying to do really. Like, you don't want to talk to your dad, just don't talk to your dad. Like, what's he trying, you know?
Right. Originally it seemed like he was just going to go after all of the legit businesses so that Sunny would go under for all of his crimes, but now it seems like Michael's getting more vindictive and just going after Sunny, period.
Do you think he'll last with Willow?
I don't know.
There's something about that too, right?
Yeah.
She's got a bit of a spark to her now too, but I think, I don't know. She's not going to like that he's being so vindictive. I don't know.
Right.
Cause like there's a side to him right now that's not, you know, goody goody anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's always had that side and she never saw it before. And now she's going to see it.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll have her get caught in the crossfire. And then she'll end up losing the baby. And that's why she'll be
mad.
They do not let people have babies.
We have another baby loss. Like, that's too much.
No.
It is too much, but I don't see them letting her have that baby.
I think she's going to die.
I don't think she's going to die. I think they're making her have this illness. Well, to bring awareness that, you know, if you do get pregnant and unfortunately have cancer, that it you know, it is possible to have a baby, maybe that. And also I think it's because, well, she has to find out Nina's her mom, right? So gonna need maybe a transplant or something like that. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why they're making it to save the baby, you know.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna do exactly that's what they did with Danny though. That's how we found out that Julian was Sam's dad because Danny needed a bone marrow transplant.
The story's too much recycled, but that's the way because I don't see her losing the baby. I don't see her dying either. I think like she's like a main character now. And I think she signed on another couple of years, I've heard somewhere. I follow her too, and I Yeah, I don't think she's going anywhere. And then she's becoming a nurse. We need nurses. Like,
we do.
I'm not happy about that. They should also have a physiotherapist. They should also
have... Right, poor Elizabeth does everything.
She does everything. Yeah, she's working all the time. She does everything. Like, bring Deanna into it more, right? Mm-hmm. Make her, I don't know,
Amy,
somehow related to Curtis or something. I don't know. Yeah, Amy, like, why is she on the sidelines? Because, you know, she brings that good funky part.
Right. And then Felix. And I mean, we have them.
We have them. Yeah, exactly. And then do you remember Francesca? They got rid of her. She had like a little crush on Michael at one point.
I don't remember. Neither do I.
Yeah. It was like a Latino girl. Francesca, I was pretty sure that's her name. Yeah, and she was maybe on the canvas maybe for 6 months or something. And she was a nurse. Why did they take her off, you know?
Right.
I think she came on shortly after, what was her name, died. The one that went out with Dr. Drake. Sabrina. Yeah. I know. Why did they take her? She was great, too.
I loved her. She was awesome.
She was a good nurse. Yeah, definitely need more nurses. Definitely.
Right. Well, there was a new one this week because that was who ignored mm-hmm. Curtis getting the file.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, like sometimes you'll see random nurses like that they just hire, you know, like Megan Markle did just when she first started acting, just had like a 5-minute thing. Why not, you know, bring in somebody, you know, that's the part of the show. That's what I don't like, that sometimes they get away from the hospital part of things, mm-hmm. you know. So I don't like that. I mean, the Hardys, they have like so many doctors, bring them back in another character, in another, like, obviously can't get the same character back. Even like Elizabeth's brother, Stephen, because they're talking about her family a lot.
Yes.
Right.
I imagine they're coming back. Something's not sitting well. I couldn't figure out the stairwell thing.
He had a thing with Olivia too.
He did.
They were awesome. I mean, I want her and Ned to stay together because I like where they are. But
yeah, yeah, they did have something, as did with Johnny. Remember Johnny? She was with Johnny for a long time too. Yeah. No, but definitely Elizabeth's parents. Something's up with that. I don't ever remember there being an issue. She always came on the show without, what's her dad's name?
Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff. So like they were never on the show together. She always came on her own, right?
Right. We literally just had the same exact conversation. It's so funny because, so Amanda said the same thing because I was like, as I was watching, I said, oh, we're going to have to do a recap because when we first started the podcast, we did the Webbers in like 2 weeks. We talked about all the Webbers. We need to go back and like revisit some of the stuff that we used to do. So we never did a standalone Jeff. And then I started thinking about it and I said, that's irrelevant because we've never seen Liz and Jeff together. We've never even seen Caroline. Carolyn, whichever one's her mom. We
never knew her name until a while ago. They never even mentioned
like her mom's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mentioned her name. They mentioned Sarah, the sister, and Stephen. And of course, the grandmother. Is she still alive on the show?
She is. They need to get her. She's like 92 though. So she needs to come back on soon.
Too. I thought she passed away. Maybe it was someone else that passed away then. Oh, good. I'm happy to hear she's still with us. But she's old, 92, right? Someone else passed away. Maybe Dr. Jessie Brewer or Nurse Jessie Brewer. Remember her? Someone recently from the show, like old. I'm passed away recently. I thought it was, was Audrey her name?
Audrey was her name. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Who was it? Well, because so last year, Stuart Damon and John Reilly both passed in real life.
Right. Yes. I think Stuart Damon died a couple of years ago, but John Reilly died last year when they did that special episode.
Well, Stuart Damon died like the month after they did that.
Okay.
And then they never did anything for Stuart Damon.
Someone else passed away, didn't they? Or is it just me?
She's trying to see if she can pull it up. Shannon loves to Google.
Yeah.
You guys love the fact that I Google, so shush.
I know that's how we
get. Oh, she passed in 1991.
Oh.
Who was that?
Jesse.
Okay, so it wasn't her.
Brigine Williams, Alice.
Maybe that was it.
Because we only just found out that she passed away, and she passed away last summer, but we didn't find out until Like,
and you guys mentioned something on the podcast that they didn't do anything to remember her.
Mm-hmm, right. So
collective on who they're like, I couldn't even figure out why they did Sean Donnelly, to be honest, because I mean, he was a big part of the show, but not a lot of people remembered him.
Right.
They didn't even tie it in until like he passed away, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice they did something, but like Alice, they didn't do. Alice was a big part of the show.
Right.
Eight. So I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah. Cause Sean was on for 10 years, but then had been off for 20.
Yeah.
He came back for a second when Luke was going away. He was in the wheelchair when mm-hmm. Luke went to go see him, and yeah. then he passed. And so I think that they may have done that to bring together Anna, Felicia, Robert, you know, and have them all have, and Laura, and have them all together, you know, because right. Robin came and everything.
Yeah.
And have like that last caper, you know?
Yeah.
Because the girl who played his daughter on the tribute episode is his real life daughter.
Yes, was his real life daughter. God, I know.
It would be that great if they brought her in.
I know. Is she an actress?
She is. And if you watch TikTok at all, she is hysterical. She does these little, sometimes she makes fun of everyone.
Uh-huh.
But she basically does like impersonations of,
she's like a comic kind of.
Like different types of people. And it's just, she's funny.
Oh, I'll have to look it up. I don't have TikTok, but you can still, you know.
Exactly.
Like yeah. Yep. Good part of it. Yeah. Now, clarify one thing before I forget. I had notes, but I left it over there. why is Spinelli doing this dating service? I'm still not clear.
I think it was triggered by his breakup with Ellie, that he was like, I need to find a way to make sure that I get the right match.
So he was using it for himself.
That's mm-hmm. what I think.
Yeah, that's when he like changed his clothes, and then he ended up matching with Britt. But then he ended up like creating that app.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he created it just for himself. And then once he saw that the algorithm was working, then he sold it or published it or whatever as an app.
Okay. Because it's kind of like not really going anywhere. Like, you know, the storyline, I mean.
Right.
Like, I don't see like the purpose of it or what he's trying to accomplish now or why he's keeping it a big secret.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he kind of explained that, though, when he was talking to Maxie, that he's like, people aren't going to believe that they can find love from a person like me. And she's like, that's ridiculous to say.
Yeah, she said, I would go out with you or something. Yeah. That would be very sweet. But he's keeping it from Sam, and they're good friends. So maybe, I don't know, he just doesn't want to.
He values might think, she might think it's ridiculous or something. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
And now she doesn't want to tell him because of the, or he doesn't want to tell her because of all the Cody stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I like Cody. He's Me really too. Cute. Yeah. I think he's a good guy overall. Like, you know, probably has like a little spin to him too, but I think he's overall a good guy, but I believe he's Catherine Bell's son. I don't know who his father is, but you guys know something?
We don't know anything, but that's what Shannon wants to be true also.
But how, like, did he end up, and where is Sonny and Olivia from again?
Bensonhurst.
Bensonhurst.
So that's the thing. He wasn't. He met Dante at camp.
So was camp, because they never said, was camp away from Bensonhurst?
I'm assuming so, because we talked this through 1 week, and it was like the aha at the end of it, that we're like, oh, wait, they met at camp, not, because Olivia just met him. But, right, like, when she was talking to him, because I felt like, she knew the stories of him, but had never met him.
And then did they go to camp like every single year? Because they sound like they knew a lot about each other.
Maybe.
Like I'm talking Olivia, right? So that's why I figured, oh, did they live in the same neighborhood, went to school together? But it was camp. So, okay. You know, and I thought Olivia, like, not that she was like poor, but it didn't sound like, you know, she would have money to send him away to another state. Never mind.
Right.
You know.
Maybe they had scholarships, and maybe it was a special camp for children of single moms.
Yeah.
And Catherine Bell would have been a single mom.
Yeah. I would, but something, did she give him up for adoption? There's something up with that. Because,
but he has her last name. He has her maiden name, though. That's the thing. So he doesn't have the dad's name. He has Catherine Bell's last name.
Because she never probably told him about the dad. We don't know who it is, but he always freaks out when you talk about Faison.
Right.
What's the connection there?
I really don't think that he would want to knowingly date his sister, right? Like, he's definitely romantically interested in Britt. Yeah. It's not.
So it can't be that. Remember they did that a little bit with Nathan and her in the beginning? They would have made a nice couple if they weren't brothers. You know? But yeah, but there's something up with Faison. Like, I don't even remember Catherine Bell. Was she involved with Faison? I don't even remember.
I think they were on the same time at least once.
She was involved with Stefan.
Right.
And then was Stefan involved with Faison? That part I don't remember.
Maybe Ned is his dad.
What if Nicholas is his dad?
I don't know.
Ew, because no. Then Nicholas also dated Britt.
Yeah, no.
No. Who was she involved with other than Stefan?
Nicholas.
That would make him a Cassadine. And he would have money. And he's on Cassadine Island. No, he's at the Quartermains working.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We could make Ned his dad.
Make Ned his dad.
Because she was involved with Ned.
They were involved with Ned, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. That was whenever he was with Lois and he was married to both of them. Because he was trying to be with Catherine because of the business deals.
But he must not know because they don't show him being interested in the Quartermains or, you know what I mean? Like anything to do with the Quartermains, he's just not, or didn't make any comments to Olivia, oh, you're a Quartermain now.
Right.
So he must not know.
So according to General Hospital fandom, she was previously married pre-1993 to an unnamed man.
Okay.
So that's about his age, because mm-hmm. 30s.
Yeah.
And then Ned, but that was invalid. She had romances with Joseph Healy, Damian Smith.
Did Damian Smith
and Cesar have something? Hold on.
I think, look it up, Miss Google there. Oh my goodness. They did have something. But at first I thought it was Damian Smith and what's her name? That mob princess, Jennifer Smith. Oh, they're mm-hmm. brothers and sisters. I thought first that they were Esme's parents. They're brothers and sisters, right? Yeah. No, that wouldn't work.
Hey, we came up on the first page.
Well, that's exciting.
Sorry. We're kind of in the bottom, but still.
Look at that.
Why is this one pulling up weird?
Well, this has got my curiosity going because he's definitely, why would they name him Bell? There's something about that.
Unless it was truly just a coincidence and they forgot that they had someone with that last name.
Of all the names, you go figure they always call it somebody's name.
Right. Because well, they did that. Well, no. So Felix, his last name is Dubois, but that was also the name of the custodian on Night Shift.
Right.
But they never made that connection.
Interesting.
They were supposed to, but they just never did.
Yeah. But is Catherine alive or dead?
Because didn't
she fall off the parapet or
something? The parapet paralyzed her.
Okay. Wow, there's so many possibilities. I mean, if they don't use us for ideas and stuff, that's just wrong,
right? I thought that Faison did work with Damian Smith at one point, and it's just not pulling up here. Ooh, I like that.
Damian Smith was involved with a lot,
and he was pretty good looking.
And we still don't know who the sister, going back to her again, was talking to, it's done or whatever. Remember in the car?
Right.
So that's still kind of, it's almost like she'll be back. That's why mm-hmm. I thought maybe she's Esme's mom. Was it maybe, what's his name? The other Cassadine there, the uncle.
Victor.
Was it him? I don't know. Who else could it be?
Yeah.
Because they just left it for now.
Well, then that would mean that Valentine was working against Victor, not with him.
Hmm. Yeah.
Whenever he trapped
it doesn't Jennifer. Make does make
unless he didn't know. Unless Victor doesn't know.
Oh, see, I just assumed he was doing it because Victor told him.
No, if
but it's all about the Ice Princess, right?
Right.
So it's gotta be someone, that's interested in that too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be a cat. It can't be the guy in jail there, Laura's brother, the bad guy. I forget his name now.
Cyrus.
Your
buddy.
It's him. Right?
I wouldn't think so.
These are all possibilities here.
I know.
Yeah. Nothing comes up with Damien Smith.
Did he have anything? Did Damien have anything to do with the Ice Princess?
I think that was just all Cassadine's and Luke. Laura. And Laura, I mean, she's mentioned it a few times, but it's just like not enough.
Right. She doesn't care about it.
Oh, he was in Deception a lot. That's why I'm like, I know that we just talked about him with something, but it was the Deception storyline. I was thinking we talked about him during the Ice Princess Aztec.
Yeah.
Ice Princess Aztec Princess Mexican Adventure thing. I think we did a little bit then, but I don't think nearly as. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
This is why I love talking to other fans. We get you thinking on.
This is the first 411 that we're going to have more questions than answers. Such good ideas.
Could it be like, you know, they have kids now or something, like, you know, and they've taken over. but so who has the Ice Princess now? Valentine?
I think he was the last one with it, right? Because he pocketed it.
Right.
So where is it?
Exactly. He just came back like there was nothing going on. And we still don't know why they were trying to kill Laura. Right, that didn't, it's kind of left out in the, I don't know, that's weird.
Well, they were trying to kill Laura because she wanted Victor deported,
but before that,
yeah,
oh, whenever like, they whenever were. Her and Martin were whatever,
this is there where they should have Robert more into it, because Robert was big when it was Ice Princess, right? And he would tie in nicely, you know, but he's been off for a while, maybe he's on vacation or something like that.
Maybe if Felicia gets involved with Sam and the PI work, she'll pull Robert over to help some.
Ooh.
Yeah, because they were talking about her being more involved. So something's up with that.
Right.
I'm assuming it's tying in. She finds out as May's her daughter or something like that. But something's coming up with that. It's just a lot of uncertainties for sure. You know? I don't know. Yeah. So what else? Who can we talk about?
Well, so you mentioned that you loved when Richard Simmons was on. Like that was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did. Yeah. Because that was the era, you know, where, what was her name? She made songs and she wore those leggings. Oh, my God. Olivia Newton-John. Yeah, that was that my era, right? And I know Richard had like a gym or whatever on the show. I liked that, that they had that. And it was cool because. Yeah. He was popular, but not as popular, right? So that's another celebrity that kind of came into the car. But I like that everyone gathered, all the, you know, the ladies gathered and whatever. So that was nice. We're getting a bit of that again now that there's a yoga studio. But where the yoga studio is, I don't know if it's at the Metro Quarter. Who's in charge of it? Like, they should have somebody without, like, a job or something running that. A wellness center.
Well, right. Lexi Ainsworth, the actress who portrays Christina, is a yoga teacher. So is Gladys Bonnie Burroughs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
and
know.
Cyrus Reneau.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
All three of them are like yoga instructors.
Maybe he'll get out of prison and start. On.
Why isn't Christina on? Like, is it her choice, do you think? Like, you know, being Sunny's daughter, at least once a week they should show her.
Right. I don't know what she's doing that she's not on.
Yeah. I mean, they show Molly a bit more, but not even a lot.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But at least they show her a bit more. But I think more is going to happen with her relationship with TJ. They're going to show, I don't know, there's something that they're kind of colliding with the careers. What do you think? There's something like, not right fully about it. Maybe they'll just get so involved in each of their own careers that it's like, you know, not enough for their own relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right. That would have been fun if he was the one that did bring Oz out of the coma and then Oz died and Molly would have to prosecute against him.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting story.
Oh, that would have been good. But I don't think Portia's going to let that happen.
Oh, wow. I like Portia, but she's another one I really like her. She's so pretty. I really like her. But listen, do you guys think Curtis is the real dad?
Oh, yeah. I asked Donnell Turner at the fantasy event. I was like, so are you Trina's dad? I didn't say it just like that, but I was like, what do you think about the fact? Like, do you think that Curtis could be?
He kind of dodged the question.
He's like, anything's possible.
He said, he's like, I think that Curtis is in a place in his life that he would be more open to having a full family, not just.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that they're making a family, like a Black American family, like, you know, just like the Corinthos or whoever, the Quatermains. Like, I like that. And they're adding more. And, you know, the father's living with them. They're dealing with, you know, medical issues and whatnot, things like that. And the aunt doesn't live with them, right? Stella?
Where does Stella live now? I always thought that she was with them for a little while.
I thought she was staying with them, but she's not supposed to be in Port Charles permanently.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she was just randomly off in England. We never knew what that was about.
Right.
She probably had other things, because I know she's been on other TV shows and she does a commercial. If you guys, I don't remember what it's about, but she's good to
be meeting her long lost cousin or something like that.
Yeah. She had done the genealogy.
Right. And then there's someone that matches in Port Charles to her, but they didn't want their identity.
Exactly. And I thought that would tie in with, oh my God, I always forget her name. The girl on trial. What's her name?
Trina.
Thank you. I don't know. Trina. And I thought it was going to tie into that.
Yeah. That's where I thought they were going to discover they were family then.
So I'm keeping note of, because we keep a running track of storylines that went nowhere. And there are so many more that I have kind of forgotten about.
There are a lot.
Ella's DNA test.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. There's a lot. What other unresolved storylines do you have? Because there are a lot. I agree.
Let her get the list.
Oh, gosh.
I keep a running document.
I hate when they do that, too. I don't like when all the shows do that. It's just them. But they think we don't pay attention.
Right. Oh, I need to update this month.
My husband's like, why do you get so angry? It's just a show.
Because it's frustrating, because you see it going one way and then they don't play it out. And it's like,
part of our family.
I'll write it for you. Hey, the lady that was screaming where Drew was kept in Greece.
Oh, yeah. The other captor. Yeah. Captive.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the only one and then I had Austin's brother being autistic in there too.
Oh, right. They mentioned that whenever they were talking about Leo, and then they just kind of dropped it. Like, we've never.
Yep. Ned's son in real life is autistic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. And Mara West's.
Maybe he had something to do with the storyline, which is great. You know, I like that they're dealing with a lot of storylines that are, you know, actually big issues now. Like the one with Sasha, mental health, you know,
right? Yes.
Big one. So it's important to address. So I like that because, you know, they're touchy subjects. So for them to tackle them, it's important because these are like everyday viewers that are watching this, you know, and to bring awareness. And sometimes people say, oh my God, that happened to me, or, you know, or I can do that to help someone. So that part I like, that they're, you know, dealing with all issues out there. And
they break a lot of stereotypes that people think, I mean, and it really, I don't know what they did before the HIV AIDS storyline, but I mean, that was a big one that they really broke a lot of. We actually interviewed Michael Sutton, who portrayed Stone.
Yes. Yes.
And he talked about that, you know, that it was a big deal that, you know, he was a straight male on the show. And
found a way to always keep Robin alive, because normally he probably would not have been alive, right?
Well, they had her progressing with real life medical. So, I mean, I feel like if they hadn't come up with these, I don't think that they would have done a disservice to that. If real life medical research and, you know, like the medication regimen that she's on hadn't
advanced so much,
I don't think they would have made that up.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I think that they would have had her still struggling with it, you know, still.
She's had a couple of kids since.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was a big, big story. And everybody fell in love with Robin and Stone. You know what I mean? And even like Sonny, he had a soft spot for Stone. He did that memorial for him at the hospital. Mm-hmm. He's done a lot of good, Sonny. Everybody loves Sonny. But I always hear rumors that he might be retiring. I don't know. It's been on a time. He's got grandkids. I don't know.
I could see him doing similar to Laura and then eventually Robert level. I mean, that's kind of where they're, I don't want to say dropping the ball, but like, who do you think we're really going to care about still in 30 years? The way that we care about like Laura and Robert and Felicia and Mac.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's Sunny for sure.
Uh-huh. Right, right. But they're not, they're hardly on.
Yeah. Right? They haven't built a good character to take over Sunny's place yet for us to care about next.
Yeah.
He needs to pick a successor and make it work.
Yeah.
Like we thought, you know, the show couldn't go on without Jason and, you know, they found a way.
Right. You
know? So it's like you just have to adapt, I guess. But you guys listen to his podcast with Spinelli? It's good too.
I've listened to a lot of it. I don't listen as frequently as I used to.
Sometimes I'll just listen when they talk about General Hospital. Like, you know, I'm selective with it. Mm-hmm. But usually they have some guests on there, which is nice. And, you know, he's so good. Like, he's still like, oh, you're on General Hospital. It's as if he's still on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's like a negativity, which is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
What I like, yeah. But Days of Our Lives, it's canceled?
It's going to Peacock. It's going to the streaming service. We forgot to talk about that.
Oh, we did forget to talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's almost like canceled because some people, like if it, the older generation, they won't know how to stream or probably don't subscribe to those. And I don't know, sometimes you lose, maybe you guys know better, members or followers, like when it, once it goes streaming. Knowing that there's still two other or three other soaps still there. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I mean, you're a fan of the show, so you know that we've been repeatedly asking ABC and Hulu to please put on Disney Plus or Hulu, you know, the full catalog. Yeah.
Well, they did it with Dancing with the Stars, right? With Disney Plus. Mm. It's not going to be on Disney Plus and it's not going to be on ABC.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if eventually Bachelor goes to Disney Plus too.
I mean, you would think that they put a lot of research into it. I feel like the days, if Beyond Salem was not doing as well as I hear it is, I don't know if they would have made that decision. But right. I think that they're getting a lot of traction. And so like I cut the cord probably about 10 years ago and it was a requirement that I still had to be able to watch General Hospital. And because it was on Hulu, I did. You know, it really was. You know?
We don't have Hulu here.
Really?
Yeah, we don't have Hulu here. So I watch Kardashians. I have to watch it on Disney Plus.
Oh.
Yeah. So we don't have Hulu. I don't know why it's not here. And we don't have like Discovery Plus either. Like we have to pick it up on other channels.
Well, that is merging with HBO Max.
Okay, interesting. It hasn't yet because I do have Crave and HBO.
They just announced it, I think, the other day that's they're merging.
Yeah.
I like Discovery Plus because it has the lots of true crime on it.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of that. Like, I don't know if it justifies me paying for that every month, but there's some, especially around Christmas time, they have a lot of, some Christmas movies that you can't find. I watch Hallmark too, Christmas. That you can't find like on regular, some of those are going streaming too, believe it or not. So
yeah,
like I work for a telecommunications company. You guys heard of Rogers in Canada?
Mm-mm.
Is that the main? I guess like Verizon is kind of your main. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Equivalent here. And that's the way it's going, you know, streaming, everything streaming, internet based, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's hard for the elderly people. Like if my parents were still alive, I don't know if they could figure this stuff out. I guess they get you, but going back, like that's just how it's going. And I guess they have to follow suit. But now there's three of them, right? General Hospital and ABC and then Y&R, Bold and Beautiful and CBS.
Mm. Yep.
And Bold and Beautiful is very popular in Europe. Probably more popular than in America.
Sean Kanan told us that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like really, like it's like the show. Yeah, I don't think like it's popular here, but not like there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, definitely love Jenna Hospital. I love it. Like when it's on Friday, like we can't wait then. It's, you know, until Monday, it's just right there. So, you know, now that you can tape it, why not watch it, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Who watches it live? No one.
Did you ever watch any of the other ones, like All My Children or One Life to Live, or you just watched GH?
Really just GH, yeah. Kind of always knew what was happening. Oh, you know which one I did follow for a while? I was on Mat Lee, Santa Barbara.
Oh.
That one? It was different. It was different. Mm-hmm. Actually filmed in Santa Barbara. So there's a lot of like the homes, very European like and whatever. And Alexis, she started off on that show.
Yep.
Yeah. And then she went to GH. So that was a nice one. And they had it early in the morning, which was different, like around 9 a.m.
Oh.
Here anyway. Yeah. So that's what was different about it. But I never watched, you know, they had another one after, I think, Passions. I never got into that.
Well, that's Portia was on Passions.
Portia was on there?
Okay. I think so, wasn't she?
That sounds correct, but I wouldn't swear to it.
You know who else was on there? The one that replaced Sam a couple of times.
Lindsay Hartley.
Yes, she was married to that guy from This Is Us.
Yes.
Yeah. So she was on it. I think she played it.
We sound crazy. <I'm> sorry.
I love this.
Yep. Yep. She was Whitney Harris on Passions, was Brooke Kerr.
Yeah.
So that was Portia. Yeah. I never watched that one. That's the one that had like the possessed witch or something.
Yeah. Like, I don't like, that's why I don't think Poor Charles did very well. Like, I know afterwards, a lot of like my daughter, she was in, you know, those Twilight books when they came out, like, the girls are all into that. But I think when Poor Charles or, my phone, Poor Charles came out, they had the one that plays Silas, what's
Michael Easton. Yep.
He was on, they were all like vampires, and that was just too much. I don't know.
I feel like they were ahead of their time with that. And yeah. The same thing with Night Shift. Yeah. You know, because we see right now with how Beyond Salem's doing, like a month later. Has it only been a month? I don't think it's even actually been that long. That would have been Night Shift. You know, but also who's to say what that's going to look like? And
yeah, but I think a lot of it is because like Steve Burton's on there too. I think stuff like that helps. It's like, oh, I can't see him on GH, but let me watch him there. I think a lot of it has to do with that too. And there's some other like longtime Days fans apparently on this other show.
Yeah.
Beyond Salem.
I watched it for like a minute. I mean, yeah. I think I watched like a couple episodes, but I think that's the bigger thing is that they're bringing back like a lot of legacy people to be part of it. So I think that was probably the biggest draw. Cause I mean, I'd watch something that had, you know, that was only Felicia, Anna, you know, Robert, Holly, you know, of course, you know.
Oh, that's another one put on your list that untold stories or unfinished stories. Where is Holly?
I think that was on the 2020 recap from whatever happened to Holly.
Yeah. Where, you know, she can't just still be in that dungeon or whatever it was.
Right. For a while, we thought she was the other prisoner, but then it's never gone anywhere.
No. But that was another storyline I liked where she came into the picture, fell in love with Luke. It was like a love story. And she was so beautiful. You know, especially when she turned to the side. Like her whole beauty was just so... It was like... Then when she became... was on Dynasty, right? So she just started to be popular. And I guess that's another celebrity that we kind of put that she became popular because she went on to Dynasty for General Hospital, big show back then.
You know? And there is a lot. We have to do that 411 of like who's seriously popular now that people, well, I mean, and just soaps in general. I mean, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Ryan Phillippe. Mm-hmm.
Sarah Michelle Gellar was on?
She was on All My Children.
She played Erica Kane's daughter.
Yeah, she was on All My Children. Well, Vanessa Marcel, I mean, you don't see too much of her, but, you know, she did Vegas. She did 90210.
Yep.
And she's still, like, there. Like, you know, she has a son with Brian Austin Green, so definitely started. But she had a very good storyline with Sunny.
Yeah.
It was toxic, but, you know, people were drawn to it because it's just... And it was like real life, you know, they were always angry at each other. They were rough. They were, I don't know. It was great. I don't know. I couldn't figure out like how her and Julia though were sisters. Like it just like never, I guess it was the blonde hair and then dark hair. It just never clicked. I don't know.
Yeah.
They were half sisters, right? I think so.
I think so.
Yeah. Cause they look nothing alike.
Yeah. No. Apart from that, and that's another reason too, when they don't look alike, that's just a pet peeve I have. Like now, Esme. That's why I thought, oh, the other one there, the Smith girl. Forget her.
Jennifer.
Thank you. That's why I thought she was a better fit, right? Because she looked a little bit more like her, like Carly and Jocelyn. Perfect.
Right. Yes.
No, perfect. But then you got to make it a little bit, you know, believable.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I know. Just mind wanders. But that little girl that they showed, like, remember when, was it Carly having flashbacks? Mm-hmm. That little girl was Nell.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, that little girl was.
But they didn't really, Nell remembered Carly. Carly didn't remember Nell.
No,
so, yeah. And that's the thing. Like Frank Benson. Yeah. Frank Benson. Fred?
Frank.
Yeah. Okay. He was Carly's stepdad, Nell's adoptive dad. They never lived together. So, I mean, on paper, my thought process was just, but I mean, realistically, like they never, there's all that. But when you put it together, ultimately, Willow is also going to be, well, no, because she wasn't adopted by,
right.
But she is the sister of Carly's adoptive sister,
right?
That Carly didn't know about. And Michael will have, yep.
Okay. He left town before or shortly after. No, she must have been with her when she was like little.
I think the story was that when Carly left, she came back and Nell saw her and Carly was like, I think she said something along the lines of, I just came to like finalize, like I'm done with you or whatever.
Yeah.
And Nell, because I know exactly what scene, because Eden McCoy portrayed Carly when she was younger. What exactly was that scene? But I think, I truly do. I think that it was more, Nell saw Carly. Carly had no clue.
Right.
Because that's what she always told Nell. She's like, I had no idea that you even existed. How could I have helped you?
Right. She was adopted like when she was older.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They kind of like, they told the story, but not really clear. And I wanted a little bit more details for sure. Yeah. But I want to ask what you guys think about this. Can you tell me who lives in Carly's old house with Jax? That is a nice house.
Thank you. I say that all the time when they're talking about her not having any money. I'm like, well, if she sold that house that no one's living in, maybe she'd get Carly something.
Carly says she has no money? Carly says she has no money?
Right, because she invested all in Michael's
stuff. Yeah.
That's why she can't buy the hotel back. But maybe if she sold that house, she'd have some money to put towards it.
Listen, if a family member came to you and said, okay, I'll help you out, you're not going to say yes, you're going to let them take everything from you. Of course, you gotta ask for help.
Right.
They make it all figured out, like when, you know, at the end of the month, the bills are due.
Yeah.
It just seems so simple. That's not being realistic, right? They touch on other sensitive storylines, but finances is a big problem nowadays. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I'll figure it out. Okay, well, you pay back with interest, whatever. Like, you know, get me out of a bind. But yeah, I love to know. That's a beautiful home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And Laura has the mayor. We should see her in the mayor house. Mm-hmm. And in an office. My husband watches it with me at General Hospital. He says, why is Laura never in her office? She's always out and about. He wants her in an office.
Well, and that's another storyline that went nowhere. Her deputy mayor.
Yeah, they bring her back every now and then. Not often, but yeah.
But she was working with Cyrus on, I guess maybe that wrapped up. But the thing is, like, they have, here's the deputy mayor calling to let them know that Laura's on her way or whatever. Like, was that wrapped up in Laura's 15,000th or in the 15,000th episode when they discovered that Cyrus was the one who had written this expose or whatever? Like, is that what all of that led up to?
That was a bit of a crazy episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's wrapped up because when they went for drinks, I don't know who was with her, they kind of touched on it a little bit. Oh, I think this is all past now. But what that was all about, it was crazy. Like you had to, it was like a rat race. You had to follow along.
Right.
I know they like to do like funny little things every now and then, or maybe that was a part of it. Like that time, you know, when they all got dressed up like the olden days and all the women were sticking up for rights and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they do like a lot of little skits like that every now and then at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Remember the old Scrooge?
Those are so good.
They are good.
Yeah.
And they're standalone. So it's not like they move any storyline. I think that's what a lot of us struggle with the 15,000th episode, is that it felt standalone, but it did move some things. But then we're like, but why? What happened here?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we pay attention. That's what it is. Maybe some people just watch it. Like, you know, even if I have to go get a drink of water, I'll pause it. Like, I don't want to miss anything. Mm-hmm. Have to like look at everything. Like, even we notice sometimes, you know how, oh, let's go to GH or Hurt or whatever. Like, nobody takes you right away.
Exactly. Why do they not have people bleeding in the emergency room being like, I've been here for right 5 hours.
Right away, room one. You know, it must be nice to be able to, you know, all these shortages in the hospital, there's no problem at BH. Yeah.
Maybe that's what happens at Mercy. That's why everyone wants to go to GH. Mercy makes you wait.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, when we see them in out of town locations, then we have the drawn curtain separating the room. And we do get that sometimes in the ER.
Yeah.
But
sometimes you have to get the emerge sign at the back.
Yep.
Yeah. Different scenery. But you know, those outside scenes, is it outside General Hospital?
I think it's outside the production studio. I think it's outside the stage.
It's actually like outside, you can tell, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's nice. I wonder why they're doing that, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Just something different, maybe.
I hope so. I think so.
Probably a cheap set.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they used to actually go to Mexico and stuff. Now they don't.
Yeah. Well, they haven't gone a while, right? Like, even they'll just say like on the bottom that they're somewhere.
Right.
The screen, but they've never, what was the last big trip that someone went on?
Would it have been Sunny and Brenda or Sunny and Lily in like with her father and stuff?
Maybe.
Oh my God. That's a long time. No.
That was 90s.
That can't be. Wow.
Google again.
Google again. No, there's been times where Sunny's gone back. I mean, they make it look tropical, but I'm sure it's the set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, goes to that island where the casino is.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's a difficult one to Google too.
There wasn't enough Greece or the Cassadines were in Greece. And yes. Remember when that's when we found out Valentin, he said it was Theo. They were where? In Greece?
Yeah. But like they weren't actually filming in Greece.
They weren't there. That's what I'm saying. They haven't filmed in a long time. So somewhere like even pre-COVID.
Right. Yeah, it's been a long time since they've taken an actual trip. But I mean, they were saying they were having a hard time making budget just for the nurses' ball. So
I know. Oh, I'm really sad about that. And even before they stopped doing the nurses' ball, the last one was very different.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss
Me
it
because
Chase, he was the best.
Oh, so man. In an article on soapsheknows.com from 2017, very nice picture of Valentin. It says the outdoor locations brighten up daytime. General Hospital has been using new set locations for over a year now. The California landscape right outside their LA studio. Savvy soap.com readers have noticed on occasion that the sunny outdoor California environment doesn't always match to New York where Port Charles is set. You know, like we don't have palm trees on the East Coast.
Yeah.
But the outdoor location is usually used in the spring and summer to match the weather in New York at the same time of year.
Yeah, because they film in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
They used to film in New York many moons ago.
Did they?
Yeah, many. Look that up. I think that's where they started.
I know that All My Children did, because that's what we talked about with Vincent Irizarry.
Right.
And All My Children was ABC, too.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Irizarry, he was on General Hospital too as a doctor. Mm-mm.
No.
Oh,
he was on All My Children.
I know.
He was on All My Children.
Look it up. He was on GH2 for a small period of time. He said
Nope. We talked about this with him in depth. We have created multiple storylines that could bring David Hayward in.
He never was on GH.
No. Nope. I'm pretty sure he even said it's like the only one that he has not been on.
Not even for like a week or something? I could have sworn he was a doctor on there too.
Yeah, Anna was on one late or on my children for a while, and they were involved, but he never crossed over to General Hospital.
Yeah.
It says that it's only been shot in LA at Prospect Studios.
Well, I don't know.
But still, I mean, they used to go on location to play like the actual places that they said they were at.
Right.
Or at least.
Yeah.
Oh, here, filming locations, 10.
Go back. Where was General Hospital filmed in 1969 or whenever?
1963, Studio D, Prospect Avenue, LA.
Look at that. I'm wrong. Why did
okay.
Move? Unless they moved like location in LA, maybe that's what I thought. So they've always been in LA. I just remember something that the stars were talking about because some stars left because they had to move. I don't know. Can't remember. There was something about that.
I don't remember.
Maybe that was why some stars didn't cross over between the different soaps, because if you were on the East Coast, you wanted to stay East.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it says the ABC Television Center, Prospect Avenue, Studio D from 1963 to 77, Studio 54 from 1989 to now.
Wow.
That is a long time. But they have filmed random places in LA, Hollywood, California. They have filmed at Niagara Falls.
Oh.
But it doesn't say why.
When they were, Luke and Laura were running away from the Smith family, I think they came to Toronto, I think.
Oh, nice.
That's where they said that they were escaping. I don't know. But then Luke and Laura, too, they filmed in the big department store there, didn't they?
Wyndham's.
Wyndham's, yeah. But that must have been a real department store, though.
Probably.
Macy's or something. We don't have a Macy's here either.
Yeah, it says the show, at the time filming took place at Sunset Gower Studios. That's probably, they just probably changed all the names.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, another character that I like that I wrote down. Ginny Blake. Do you guys remember her? She was married to Rick after a while.
So we only just discovered her during all the stuff that we've been watching in the 80s.
Great, great, great actress. And she was different. Like, you know, she wasn't totally bad, but she wasn't totally good. And like, everyone just fell in love with her. She was different. You know, she was cute. It wasn't like beauty queen, but really cute. Everyone fell in love with her. I really liked her.
She was the reporter also, right? Was she a reporter at the same time as Tiffany?
That I'm not sure of. But she came in to, the way I remember it, she came into General Hospital because Rick had adopted a boy, a little boy, Mikey, which they should bring back because he's probably, you know, probably in his late 20s, I would say. Anyways, and she was the mom that gave him away. And then that's how she fell in love with Rick.
Oh.
And then, you know, Blackie, you know, grew fond of her. And yeah. And she was big, like she was on every day almost. And she was a reporter, you know, reporter with an edge. And yeah, a lot of people like didn't like her in town, and she stood her own, and she made the show interesting for sure. Very good actress. She would be pretty good. Or let's say, you know, if she ever had a daughter, somebody coming back to tie that in, that would be interesting. Yeah. That would be interesting. Yeah. So you guys never saw her or never watched when she was on?
Not watching live when she was on, but we watched because she's the Frisco storyline when in the Asian Quarter.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was in that.
Beautiful eyes, short black hair. Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a nice love story with Rick, actually. Because it was very toxic in the beginning, but then it fell into that love story. But I can't remember if Laura liked her or not. I don't think so. I think there was like a beef with Laura. She had to win Laura over. Because Laura had been Rick's stepdaughter, right? Yeah. Yeah. But I liked her. That's one from long ago. If I had to pick one, it was a good one. Especially everybody fell in love with that little boy that they brought into the show. And it was a shock. Like now we can put two and two together, but back then it took a while to figure things out. No, it can't be. They wouldn't do that.
Well, he'd be because that happened in the 80s. So he'd be mid 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So doctor or something like that.
Right.
Because again, we need nurses. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, that would be a good storyline to somehow tie in. I don't know. But you know how they said Esme grew up with some siblings?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Who knows?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are those people?
Yeah, that would be good to find out who her siblings are and if they're as crazy as she is.
Yeah.
But did she grow up with money from these people?
Yes, but it's in a trust. She can't access it yet.
Okay. So it was a couple who couldn't have any kids, but she had, because I remember her saying multiple times, oh, there's a lot of, unless she was lying. Didn't she always say she had lots of siblings, but she doesn't keep in touch with them?
Oh, could that be a lie? Could she have actually been an only child?
Oh.
Yeah.
But pretended that she did.
Yeah.
To not seem as lonely.
Well, they're obviously going to be the nanny, right? The nanny knows something.
Yeah.
But the nanny knows about Ryan. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was the nanny who helped Ryan.
Oh.
Could that be possible?
Could the nanny be the mom? I love when you do that.
At first I thought about that, but I don't know. It just doesn't tie in. Like, she never
She could have been the mom, but not claimed to be the mom because she didn't want Ryan to find them.
Yeah. But again, they always like talk about Felicia and
it just, I know they do. But that's just so obvious. I really hope it's not her.
I know. It just doesn't, I don't know. They gotta be, and they're not even like, you know, with Maxie, they're not even like bumping into each other, nothing.
Right.
You know, which is weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to polish up on a lot of storylines.
They can just give them to us. We can finish them.
I'm just thinking, yeah. I'm like, there's so many times that you hear, especially, well, no, because I mean, Esme is younger. If this were an older storyline, like you often hear about how a young girl has a baby, but the mom, her mom raises the baby as her sibling,
right?
Or because, you know, it was so controversial. Yeah. But Esme is so young. I mean, yeah. I don't think that would have happened in the 2000s.
Right.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah. They've got to like put all this together. You know what I mean? Just as a sense. Like, there, no one even questions why aren't you back with your family or. I know their parents are dead. She probably killed the parents. We don't even know what
happened. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. I was like, I think Esme killed the parents.
Yeah, something, right? Doesn't make sense because she's so used to getting these drugs and whatever, right? Like she drugged that guy there. So she knows. She knows what she's doing, you know? And then she goes to see Ryan. Like nobody walks in. Nobody peeks through the window.
Right. They trust a serial killer with this young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
locked, you know, away.
Yeah. And they're just, and like,
she's not even a medical professional. She's a student.
No.
He's not supposed to be one of them. Still.
He's not supposed to be one of them.
Still. Still.
We know better than that. Yeah, for sure. Now, which one of you ladies has the adorable son who knows all about GH?
Well, that's, he doesn't know all about it, but he does. He asks.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Sometimes.
So can you do another podcast with him? He is.
Oh, that was my husband.
No, no. The little boy. Max is his name?
Oh, he's not our son. He's our buddy. So Max.
Really? I thought it was one of your sons. I'm sorry.
No. We've just become very good internet friends with him and his mom and his dad. He does little recaps every day on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I got,
so if you look him up, it's on Twitter. He's Max Updates GH.
Max Updates GH. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then on Instagram, it's We Are
so Good.
Are the Tomlins, or We Are Tomlins. No, but he is adorable. He is. I mean,
he is.
I guess the way that we talk about him, it could be.
Right. But one of you girls interviewed him. Right, he was on your podcast.
We both did. Twice.
Yeah, we talked to him. Yep.
Yeah, both of you. Okay. See, I don't remember. I don't know what's going on right now.
We've but done the only recently on one time. Amanda wasn't able to record, and that's when my husband filled in.
Well, I listened to the one with you and your husband where you were away, And that was good. And you guys were talking about doing some sort of podcast tying in the GH with the wrestling.
We've been talking about this for 3 years.
We need to get it done. Happened yet.
And this little boy, Max, he likes wrestling too.
He does. And so my husband's interviewed him also.
Okay. Gosh. So,
yeah, we really do.
I think it needs to be on GH, really, to be honest with you.
He's so cute. But on Instagram, the handle is We Are The Tomlins.
Okay. And that's where he does his updates?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They post to there and Twitter.
And the way he speaks like a grown up, like, you know, and he just like, I'm so impressed. Like, he's so good. I really thought he was one of your sons. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, we talk to the family frequently.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You know,
I'm going to have to tell Sarah.
Yes, please do. And have them back really soon. And because I love to hear what he thinks about it.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to, because we talked to him for the first time May 2021. Mm-hmm. And then we talked to him again when Sunny came back. So that would have been like October, November-ish, I think.
So he was Morris Bernard's state of mind.
Yes. Yes, he was.
And he spoke, honestly, I thought he was like 20 years old.
No,
like, he's better than my boys that are like, you know, in their late 20s, early 30s. You know, wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm sorry. I really thought he was. You two have girls, I know, because they're girl guides, right?
Well, I have a daughter and a son.
I have three daughters and a son.
Okay. Well, wow. But none of them are Max.
No, none of them are Max. He can be our adoptive son from Texas.
This podcast was meant to be, because we've got a lot of clarity here.
Well, we have been at this for almost an hour and a half.
Yes.
It was so great talking to you. We're definitely going to have to do this again another time.
Yes.
Did you have anything else that you wanted to ask us or talk to us about?
Oh, there's so much, but we could go on. But yes, I do want to stay in touch. I was very honored, you know, to talk about this and to meet you guys, because I am big fans.
Oh,
you know,
thank you.
Like, everyday moms, and we love GH, and why not, you know, come together to, you know, explore that together, right?
Yeah, for sure. And we like this because, I mean, you can literally see, we literally sit on my couch and record, you know, it's nothing fancy. It's two friends sitting on the couch talking about GH with other fans also sitting on their couches. Yeah. So
I'll send messages on, you know, anything. Now you know who Teresa Lupo is from Canada.
Nice. Well, thank you so much again for your time, Teresa. This was wonderful.
This was.
No problem. My pleasure. Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
Talk soon. Bye. Let me know when you're there. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She was so sweet.
But still more questions.
I know. I've been slacking on the, which storylines have not gone anywhere.
Well, I love that she knew the older history because she watched in the 80s, mm-hmm. but then she started bringing up characters and she's like, well, this kid could be here or this kid. And I'm like, wait, I didn't know that. And I don't know who these people are. And even connections that we've made, they haven't played out yet. And so it's still just in the air storyline.
I'm going to do a little bit more digging on Damian Smith, though. For whatever reason, it was not popping up on my phone. And
I do remember there was something.
Yeah. And Damian Smith, I feel like Cody could have his look.
Yes.
So
I'm excited.
Me too. I don't know. I love. We say it every single time, but we love talking to other fans. Love the fact that apparently we talk about Max so much.
That is so cute. I was like, huh? Our son? Okay. Like, well,
both of our sons are in their 20s.
Right. And then. No, Max. Well, I mean, we'll claim him, sure, but he's not ours.
I mean, we are his, we can be his internet adoptive mom.
Sure.
In Pittsburgh, I guess. But no, this was so, so good. Like you said earlier, so many more questions.
Yes.
But that's part of the joy of being a soap fan.
I'm glad that it's not just us that questions the different things, exactly. But once we really sit down and start having the conversation, I was like, yeah, we did not get much clarity here. We just asked more questions.
No, but that was a lot of fun. So if you have anything that you would, we just want to hear from you. We just like to talk to you. There's really, honestly, it's we sit down, you fill out a little form. Well, you fill out a little form to let us know you're even interested. It's on pier54podcast.com. Just fill out the fan spotlight form. Tell us a little bit about your general hospital background, and we just kind of go from there.
It was like what she said, friends talking about general hospital. Yeah. It's absolutely all that it is.
Yep.
But then we make fun connections and get even more questions and hopefully some answers eventually. So
exactly. But hope that you enjoyed our conversation, and we want to talk to you.
So have a good weekend.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.